כאשר עובר ביוד מדעת הסברה, תקעתי עליהם מהכוסוף אצלנו והמקובו בידינו ומצוסם בהם במקום הזמן. Reflecting what he explained earlier, that there are three sources of truth, what we know from Seichel, Hanitzel, Mikolpega, what's basically explicit in Tanakh, and what we know from Amari Chazal. When he asked the Dabar called Dover Mehem, Beshar HaMiyuchadol, Be'ezra Yizbarach, he called the Sifri Zeh, Shem Me'inyan Kavanasiba, I entitled my sefer in a way that reflects the content. Who sefer Torah Chovos Halavos? I think Rav Kapach in his translation he gives the title Torah Chovos Halavos, not just Chovos Halavos. The Kavanasi v'kivandi bal hischakein. I wrote the sefer for myself also, says Rebbeinu Bachya. Kivanti vo l'hischakein. Additionally, lohayer hapsa'im v'hamikatsu me'anshei torasenu v'nochalei chukei dosenu v'amesh shiyaspik lohem min arayas asher yored hasechel b'beiruan v'amitasun. So there are two segments within the audience, says the Chovos Halavos. One is maybe those who know less the psa'im and need to be enlightened. But the others are apparently those who, it's not because of any, I don't know, limitation, but those who have just been misrashel in thinking through, in awakening themselves, in terms of arousing themselves, not due to any, intellectual limitation, but more of a failure on their part to recognize their obligations and to live up to them. Those are the two parts of his audience. The proofs that I bring, lo yechachesh bohen, says the Chovos Halavos, kim anshe hachonef v'hasheke. Chonef lashon chanufa. Chanufa, the definition of chanufa is when a person is echad b'peh echad b'leif. When a person postures, when he's not sincere about what he says. Why would the anche hachonef v'hasheker deny the truth of the proof that I'm going to bring? Nesho emes kaved aleihem. So I think we spoke about this a little bit earlier in the Hagdamah, when we saw that the Chovos Halavos, again, following in the footsteps of Sadia, following in the footsteps of Chazal, speak of how Seichel is the source of truth, but it's Seichel Hanitzel Mikol Pega. But it means if the Seichel, Elokim Asas Adam Yosha, when the Seichel is correctly exercised, one of the factors that can distort Seichel is if a person is not ready to accept the truth and the implications of truth. The Rambam later talks about this idea as well. In commenting on the Mishnah in Perek Gimel of Avos, the kol sheyiras cheto kodemes the chokhmoso, chokhmoso miskayemes. So the Rambam writes, hinei dovo zeh, in this numbering of the Mishnah, it's Mishnah Taser and Perek Gimel. Hinei dovo zeh muskam olav vehafilosofim gamken, shehergel hamailos kisheyikdam lechochma ad sheyia kinyan chazak va'achar kach yilma hachochma asher tizarzehu al hatovo sahem yosef simcha va'ahava b'chochma u'b'chavitzos lehosef mimena acha she'te'orirehu l'masha hurgal. If a person pursues chochma from a position of midos tovos, so then he'll welcome the chochma, and the chochma will resonate with him, which in turn will reinforce his commitment to chochma. It will impel him forward in his pursuit of chochma. But if a person doesn't have the midas tovos, so then what will happen is that hachochma will be monas osa mimasha yisave behergel, and as a result, tichbad olav hachochma. The same phraseology as the Chavos Alvavos. Neisho emes kaved aleihem v'yanichena. So whether it's entirely conscious or whether it's subconscious, but either way, we certainly have a tendency to try to push back against truths that are unwelcome. And that's what the Chovos HaVavos is depicting, right? Nesha emes kaved aleihem. Obviously, all of Torah life is predicated upon discipline. That's what mitzvahs demand. That's philosophically what chokhmah teaches is the correct modus vivendi. And if a person doesn't welcome that, because the midos that he's developed have him accustomed to a very different type of living, so then he's going to try to rationalize his own lifestyle, and that's what the Chovos HaVavos is describing, that v'lo yechachesh bohen kim anshe hachonef v'hashakem v'nesha omes kovet aleihem. How does the Rambam's pshat in the Mishnah just fit the words of the Mishnah? The Mishnah speaks of yeras cheto kodemes l'chokhmaso, and the Rambam talks about midos tovos. Just how does the svara of the Rambam is certainly compelling. How does it fit in the words? So if you take a look in the Me'iri and Avos, the Me'iri actually doesn't quote the Rambam. But without quoting the Rambam, Lechari, he's clearly following in the Rambam's footsteps, and he adds two words. Rabbi Chanina Mendoza Omer, Kol Sheyeras Cheto, Shemailas Hamidos, Sheminias Hachatoim, Nimshachas Mehem, Shlemus Rishon, Vahu Shvil, Lishlemus Hanafesh. So he addresses this question by saying, Sheminias Hachatoim, Nimshachas Mehem. The basis for Yeras Chet, the basis for that religious orientation, that mindset, are the Midas Tovos. And in this sense, again, it sort of emerges from a different line of reasoning, but it very much converges with what we mentioned on occasion from Reb Chaim Vital in the Shari Kedusha, how midos tovas are prerequisites. Again, Reb Chaim Vital expresses it as prerequisites for Torah. The Rambam is expressing it as prerequisite for Chochmah, but it's definitely a parallel dynamic and construct. You know, when we have a Yetzirah that points us in certain directions, and the Yetzirah HaTov protests, so there are different ways of resolving that dispute. Obviously, the way we're supposed to resolve it is to have the Yetzirah HaTov prevail and harness and channel the Yetzirah in the correct directions. But there is another way of resolving that dispute, which is to rationalize what we're doing and in that way to try to, you know, superficially, as it were, satisfy the Yetzer HaTov also. And there is a susceptibility that we have to doing that, to doing what we want, but then wanting to, so we can sleep well at night, you know, depict that as the right thing, so we rationalize it. And that's what the Chovas HaRavos is describing, as that when emes is kavod aleihem, v'shehem mevakshim l'hakel al atzmam, so then they'll perversely deny the truth of what really objectively are compelling arguments and compelling demonstrations. Says the Chovas HaRavos, but they're not my audience. V'lo etzach l'hoshev aleihem, v'nei shelo hoyse kavanosi bozeh ha-sefer l'hoshev al ha-chokem al ikar Torah seinu. This is not a polemical work. I'm not looking to engage with those who deny Torah. No, I'm addressing those who are committed to Torah, and to reveal to them what we really know within our seichel. The tomen benafsho seinu mikotvei Torah seinu, the kasha naore machshav seinu lachshav b'hen. And if we'll just, he's dealing with people who are approaching things honestly. So we'll recognize the Chovos HaLevavos, and they'll also be reflected in how we act. What I'm trying to do is a doma le'echad mechachmei achozim shenitnas b'chatzar echad me'ohavav. This, I don't know, astrologer. V'hirgish sheyesh ba matmon. She had some kind of sense that there was a hidden treasure somewhere. And he found silver, but the silver was overlaid with rust, so you couldn't see the silver. It was blackened. Nishtanis to rusim and hachaluda shal salaf. Lakach mi menu maat umirko b'melach u'bechometz. Okay, if you wanted to know how to remove rust, so there's your recipe. Vayishtefehu vayiyapehu ad sheshav hakesef el tzuroso hanoa ve'el hadaro v'zivol. And he returned he restored the silver to its splendor. Ve'achar kach, then having demonstrated how it can be done. So Achakach Tziva Balabayas Lasos B'Shah HaMatron came. So then the Balabayas instructed all his domestic help that they should similarly restore the rest of the treasure. V'ani Kivanti Lasos Ken B'Matmoneh HaLevavos V'Galos Osam V'Laharos Pnei Zoham Ma'alosam. So I'm providing people with a manual of how to live a life where they recognize, understand, and implement and fulfill Chovos HaLevavos. Kedei sheyaseh kein mi sherotze lehiskarev Elokim luhu davik bo. But it's a manual, right? Meaning that we need to do the work. He outlines what the exercises are. Right, the physical therapist gives the exercises. Then you either do them or you don't do them. He doesn't do them for you. V'kashe tikra ochi es sifri zeh v'tamud alinyano. The Chovos HaLevavos doesn't see himself as being on a higher madrega than those for whom he's writing, right? Ochi, right? Not even Bani or something. So a father is on a different level than a son. Kasha tikra ochi yisifri zeh v'tamad al inyano kocheu eilecha lezikaron. V'don al nafshecha dinemes. Use the Sefer Chovos HaLevavos as a basis for self-assessment. Are you fulfilling each of these what is presented in each of these sha'arim? V'hafoch bo v'yaldehu. Not sure what v'yaldeyu is. V'yaldeyu in the sense of tolados, what the corollaries are. I'm not sure what that's supposed to mean. I don't know, the Leif Tov somehow gets out of that, v'al teram esatzmucha. I don't know how that emerges. V'hadbeik also el libcha u'matzponecha. It's a very similar, maybe even identical charge to one who's learning a sefer that Ramchal gives in Mesilas Yesharim. That there needs to be a constant preoccupation, sort of not a one-time limud, but a constant preoccupation. Vim terebo shum ta'os taknehu. O chisaron hashlimehu. V'kaven bo kavanas ha'maisa b'masha yore alav v'yanegelav. And have in mind to implement whatever the Sefer dictates. Again, the same charge that in the Geras Ramban, that the Ramban writes, whenever you get up from learning, so ask yourself, what did I learn that can now be applied? How does what I learned, how does it translate now? What am I supposed to be doing based on that? But al tachavin liknos Hashem ula hisboi b'chochmasa. V'doneini l'kadizchus b'meshe tashkif alav mito'os o mishkiya. If you'll see a mistake, u'b'meshe yeyro'e mikotze yodi b'inyonav u'b'milav. Or you'll see, and not a mistake, but maybe an inadequate presentation. This is extraordinary. I couldn't hold out for perfection because I didn't know how much time I would have. When the Chavos HaLevavos says that we should be down the kaf schus, so he was concerned with his reputation. He was concerned with what his reputation would be throughout the doors. So maybe. And that wouldn't be incorrect, because if it comes from the place of Yisim Nikiyim, so a person is supposed to. A person is not supposed to be concerned with his reputation in a Gaivadika sense, but it's a din. V'Yisim Nikiyim, Hashem and Yisrael. A person is not supposed to act in a way that's misleading and that arouses chashad. A person shouldn't cast false suspicion on someone else, but by the same token, he's not supposed to have more bittul for himself than for anyone else. He's not supposed to cast false. He's not supposed to arouse false suspicion on himself. So if that's what it means, that's totally understandable. But yitachin that in addition, Chavos HaLevavos has in mind something else. Lidvarov, that someone might find what they consider a talos, or an inadequate, incomplete presentation, so then maybe one would be inclined to think, oh, that the mechaber is not really equal to the task. He was a hedyon hakovetz barosh, and find out from the swarm store if you can get your money back. can I write in the margins? Can I return my Chavos HaLevavos? No, so the Vidam Kav Schus is also necessary for him to achieve the toalas of our learning the Sefer and Yitachin, that that's also part of his Kavanah here. V'teda ki hakoach ha-betzori choser mehasig v'hateva ha-anoshi choser mehashlim. And you should know that perfection is beyond whether it's perfect understanding or maybe even perfect presentation. That's beyond the human grasp. But contextually, that seems to be a intended as providing another perspective on, you know, again, what l'dvarav, shortcomings that one might see in the Sefer. So, that being the case, so then there's a very fascinating idea that the Chovos HaLevavos is presenting here. That Koach HaBsori Kotzer Mehasig, in the Lev Tov's paraphrase and amplification, Ki Koach HaShavos HaVadom Hu Midai Chalash Milhasig Davar Al Boryo Ve'ein Biyecholas HaTava HaAnoshi Lahagia LaOmek HaMusag. But that being the case, we shouldn't see that. We have the same impairment that he has. It's not that anyone learning the Sefer is less human and therefore less limited than he is. So how does that sort of provide perspective on shortcomings that he says that someone learning the Sefer may see? You hear the question, Rav Asa? The previous sentence, Duneni l'schus, bidan l'kav schus, v'meshe tashkif alav mitos or mishkia, whatever error or fault you'll detect, you should be dan l'kav schus. And then he seems to present two arguments, two perspectives for the kavschus. Number one is that I didn't take the time to try to, as I wrote every sentence, in Shana Bechina, I didn't try to do it to the absolute best of my ability, because the number of drafts that would have taken, who knows, well, I would have lived to get to Shar Avos Hashem and finish the Sefer. So that's one perspective on imperfections that we might, in the Sanusa, he's saying that we might see in the Sefer. But then another perspective he gives on it is that any human effort is going to be imperfect. But if that's the case, so we have the same limitations and constraints and shortcomings. So how does that explain the shortcomings that we see in the Sefer? You hear the question, Rosa? So the implication is that we're all limited, but not necessarily that our limitations align. And because of that, so Reuven's limitations are not Shimon's limitations. Shimon's limitations are not Reuven's limitations. What they all have in common is that no one has a perfect, complete understanding. But Yitachin Ma'od, that since Reuven's limitations are not Shimon's limitations, that Reuven will see the Shimon's limitations, but he should know that may not be due to his rashlus mitzido shel Shimon. It may not be due to lack of effort and lack of thought. It just may be that's his human frailty. Reuven has his own human frailty, but lav dafka, that's a constant in terms of how that expresses itself within the person. Which, you know, gives a added understanding, you know, when Chazal Knei L'Chaver or Chavusa or Misusa, that if we all, again, not just personally in terms of midos, but intellectually, we all have our own shortcomings, so then the cooperative effort is always going to be superior to anyone's individual effort. By having that benefit of that that masumatun. Kamosha Amma Kosav Achel bin Adam, Kosav bin Ish bin Maznaim, Lalos Hema Mehevel Yochet. Ukloik Dante Lizvados Alkotze Kochi Bemesha Yeshbo, Kofel the Toss of the Shkia Shetianova. Uroy Shateda Kikol Chovas Alvavas Umusre Hanafoshos Nathnasim Tachos Elo Asara Shavasham Shachibat Vasefa Hazah. Again, seemingly he's already said this, he's reiterating. Which is okay. If you look, for instance, in the Rav's essay of Mikashna Misham, so there's at least one line, maybe more than one line, I don't remember now how many times it appears, where he explicitly says, I'm repeating, because what I just wrote is so important. So, Hinni Choza al Dvarai, I'm reinforcing it, I'm repeating it. So, you talk in it is repetition. That these are 10 categories. They're not sort of just 10 discrete avodas, but the 10 categories of avoda. Tzivuyem v'laveihem. Kahachnosa, similar to what we know, that habi min ha-mitzvah, stachas v'ahavta l'echa kamocha. The Rambam Hilchos Eivel, so many different... what we identify as discrete mitzvahs, hachnasas kala, nicham avelim, and biko cholim, all these discrete mitzvahs are contained, are subsumed within the super category mitzvah v'hafta l'echa kamocha. Or another example, v'sachas divin, akasas v'osa l're'ehu ra'a. V'tachas ma'ashenem, ma'asur me'ra, v'asei tov. Again, that need for constant preoccupation with the Chovas Avodos. The Yevoh Lecha Toldos Sehem BeEzras Hashem Kesheyevoh Emilipcha She'ato Chofetz Bahem V'Nota Aleihem. K'mosha Kosov Mizeh Ish Yireh Hashem Yorena B'Derech Yivcha. Nafsha b'tov tolim zav yu ha-shoret, sod ha-shem l'yirev, v'vishal l'hod y'am. Here the Chovas Avomis is describing that ha-boli taher is m'sayin also. Right? If it's yeyra'im y'libcha, sh'ato chavit b'hem b'not aleihem, if you'll desire to learn, to understand, to implement Chovas Halvavos. So then, Be'ezras Hashem, you'll have the Siyata Deshmaya to understand, again, what all the corollaries are of what I'm presenting. And that's the proof text. Mizeh Ish Yirei Hashem, so then Yorenu B'derech Yivcha, so then HaKadosh Baruch Hu guides him. And so Hashem L'Reyev. Timsa Masha Atochovet versus Hashem. So when he says Mailas Shor HaChochmas MeChochmas HaTorah, he's not contrasting, he doesn't mean something which isn't a part of Torah. He's talking about a hierarchy within Torah. That within Torah, let's see the Moshe, and then we'll try that. Understand a little bit of the Rezeshem B'nei. Here's the Moshe. She'echen ben ha-malachim chilek el avodav, he distributed amongst his servants luzei ha-meshi livchon b'hem ezdaitim. He gives them silk. and wants to test their wisdom, their judiciousness. Hazar is mehem v'hanilbav shebahem. Bacha mechalko hatov shehayabo. See, he separates out within this unprocessed silk that what's potentially the highest grade, the highest quality. And then from what remains, u'menasho'or gamken bocha hatov shebo. So then he from what remains, he identifies grade B, grade number two. So that he has, from what he was given, three grades of the silk. Tov, benuni, upachos. And then, v'osem mikol min levado hatov b'mashe roi lasis b'menu. V'osem mimenu etzal ha'umonim ha'bikiyim bigde chofesh migvonim shonim zemizeh. Vitzivonim she'enam domnim zela zeva yilbo she'enam de'amelch b'chol zvanu b'chol mokum karoy lo mehem. So from the best of the silk, so he acquires for himself a wardrobe that he's able to present himself before the king attired very appropriately. But if he wouldn't have separated it out, so then in every robe he would have made, in every suit he would have made, so it would have been inconsistent. So maybe part of the suit would have been from a high quality material, but then other parts of it would be from inferior material. And he wouldn't have any uniformly nice clothing. V'haksil me'avdei ha'melech osa mikol chalko men ha'meshi ma'asha osa ha'zor is me'hamin ha'pochus shebo u'mochar v'ha'meshi nizdamin lo min ha'domin. So A, he doesn't produce anything of high quality, and then B, what does he do? He doesn't retain it for how he'll present himself before the king, but he sells whatever clothing he was able to manufacture. He doesn't get too much of a price, but mentions dam lemen adam, and vayimar lahonos b'memachol tov, but mishna tov v'chadom alo. He goes to, and spends it on food and drink. U'ksheh'giyah adov el ha'melech rotzes ma'isa ha'zorez ha'nilba v'hikrivo elav, v'he'elohu el ma'alas anshe skulasa. It takes him into his inner circle. Vayere v'einav ma'asa ha'ksil, vayegoshehu v'hechiko el shomemos ha'tzosa, he sends him to Siberia. V'hishkino im anche kitzvo. V'cheino alukim yizvarach nosan sefer torasu ho'emes la'avodav livchonosan. V'hamaskil ha'pikeach k'shehu kore oso v'yivinehu havonu v'ruva yichalkeu l'shalosh l'chalakim. Ho'echad mehem l'das ho'inyanim hadakim haruchoniyim ashehem chochmas ha'matzpon. K'chovos halvavos umusre hanefoshos, v'yechai v'znafsho la'asosam todya. V'achre echein yivro mimenu chelik sheni, v'hi chokma schova seivorim bizmanam uvim komum. So basically what the Chovos HaLevavos here is arguing in very, he says it in a very stark, even radical way. But what the Chovos HaLevavos is saying is along the following lines. So the Mishnah Berurah writes in his Hakdama to Chelek Shlishi of Mishnah Berurah for Shabbos, he says that within learning Torah, there is a din kedima for those parts of Torah which are halacha lemaisa. Right? So many parts of Torah at the moment are not halacha lemaisa. Kodesh and Taras. That there's not much there that's halacha l'maisa. Hilchos Shabbos, obviously, or as Rabbi Sal Salanta famously, you know, illustrated Choshen Mishpat, is very much halacha l'maisa. So there's a din kedima in halacha l'maisa. So within mitzvah Talmud Torah, again, the goal to which we aspire is Yudiv Torah Mechudadim Beficha, that a person should be baki in everything. But within that pursuit, there's a din kedima. The Mishnah Berurah says for that which is halacha l'maisa, because for obvious reasons. So the Chumash HaBava says he has another din kedima, which is that within learning, he says that there should be a special emphasis and one should prioritize Chavos Alvavos. And the Chavos Eivarim comes second. And again, because of the relationship between Chavos Alvavos and Chavos Eivarim, which he has developed throughout the Hakdama. And when a person sort of neglects Chavos Alvavos and is focused on Chavos Eivarim, he won't achieve through his learning, again, as illustrated in the Moshel, what's supposed to be achieved and what can be achieved. In a very similar vein, this actually follows up on the example we had earlier from the Rambam and then the Me'iri on the Mishnah Kol Shiur Ascheto Kedemus L'Chokhmah. So I think Rav Shechter was once asked, well, let's say parents are looking where to send their child to yeshiva. And the two options they have, in one, the kids have very good midas. They don't learn as much, for whatever reason. In that yeshiva, they don't learn as much. And the other, they learn much more. You know, if you count the number of psukim, the number of mishnayos, or at the, you know, at a higher grade level, the number of blat gemara, so that it certainly is a much higher number. But the kids don't have good midos. So he said, so you send to where they have the good midos. Which is, again, the same yisod that you know, when you build a building, so, you know, it's wonderful to have a lookout deck on the 50th floor, but if the foundation isn't there, then it must take me the lookout, you know, deck on the 50th floor. And that's what the Chavos Alvavos is saying. The foundation are the Chavos Alvavos. Again, the midos, which are also part of that, that belongs to the foundation. In Yene Yemuna, belongs to the foundation. Va'achin kach yishamesh b'chelek ha'shlishi b'nyanei divei hayomim l'adas kitos b'nei odim v'taldosam Al Seda Hador Sha'odu, Umasha Eram and Hadron, the Hachidos by Yomim Hakat Biomim Kadmonim. Vishamish Bukhul Indian Mimenu Bismanu, Bimok, Bimkoma, Bukhavoy, Lokafiat Sarahelov. Vie Ozer Al Hishamsha Bukhul Echad Mehem Bukhokmas Hashimosh, Bukhokmas Amophis, Bukhokmas Adibor, Shemehem Tiena Hadromas Lakhala, Lakhokma Lokis. Kimishen of Boki Bahem Enu Makis Simoni Chachmas Abaj Viosa Vilayeda and Yone Gufo. Kolchken Zuloso Kashir Zimen Haeven Hazaras Clay Bali Hamalokos Lahashlim Masha Kiven La Soso Min Hameshi Shalhamela. Maybe we'll try to finish Benadar on the Sunday, there's no Yeshiva. So maybe Monday before the lunch, we'll try. Let's say Benadar 11, 11:15, something like that, Monday, then it's a Yeshiva.